Let's talk some WNBL and find out what's going on with our women's basketball. Sally Phillips, who's the head of the WNBL, is on the line. G'day, Sally.
Hi there, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
No, my pleasure. So tell us, having a terrific NBL season and everyone's talking that up about how competitive it is and, you know, the crowds are terrific and all that. Where's the WNBL sitting in 2017 as we head into this new year?
Yeah, for sure. So look, on the court, things are going super well. We've got the Rangers sitting on top at the moment at 11-4. And so that top six, there's only sort of three games separating the top six. So for anyone out there who's gotten along to a game this year, the standard of play that's going along on the floor each week is really outstanding. So, you know, unfortunately, we're not as visible right now as the NBL. But yeah, for those people that can get along to a game, they're seeing some outstanding basketball.
Is it fair to say, Sally, that Lauren Jackson's a hard person to replace, probably a once-in-a-lifetime player in many respects, but do you just lack that one kind of poster person, poster girl, for one, and not in that sort of terminology, you know what I mean, but like an icon person to be able to sort of hang your hat on?
Yeah, look, a little bit, you know, and like you said, you've hit the nail on the head with Lauren and you know, with Penny Taylor as well, those two players, I think, yeah, they are that once-in-a-lifetime player that comes along. So, yeah, we're definitely working hard to you know, do some work with who's our next Lauren or Penny or... but, you know, you talk about Townsville right now, who are sitting just out with Susie Batkovich, who's been... Yep. A superstar WNBL player for a long time now. You know, she's heading in towards her 300th game in a couple of weeks. She's stringing together some fantastic numbers still. So, you know, there's plenty of talent running around. We've got some great imports playing at the moment. Sydney Flames have got Asia Taylor, who, you know, the Flames are sitting in third right now, and she hit some big numbers over the last weekend. I think she averaged like 23 and 13. So, you know, there's plenty of talent running around, and that's what really, you know, excites me about the league and where we're at right now.
Is it fair to say that maybe, just maybe, and you'll have a better handle on this than I have, but have you been lost a little in the wash of women's cricket, netball and footy all having great profiles at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. And, yep. You know, there's no denying, and we're well aware of the fact that, you know, it was really tough that sort of 2 years ago now when the ABC cut the WNBL from their coverage. It's a hard pill to swallow, I guess, that we've got such an amazing product. You know, we talk about our Opals and how amazing they've been, probably one of Australia's greatest sporting teams over the past 20 years, you know, other than the recent Rio campaign, you know, medalling at every Olympics since 96. We've got, and the WNBL is the breeding ground for that Opals program. You know, all the girls go through the WNBL. So for me, I guess it is frustrating because I see on a weekly basis what an amazing league that we've got, and it's just unfortunate that we don't have the eyes on our product like some of those other sports do. So, you know, all credit to them. They're riding the wave of popularity and, you know, leveraging off their men's league. So, which they're doing really well. So, look, you know, we're just continuing to knock on the door of potential corporate partners and hope that we can just get someone that will, you know, really see the value in the WNBL and what an amazing product it is and help us get back on TV and grow that visibility. Because, you know, our young kids, I'm the mother of two daughters, and I want them to be able to see their heroes week to week. And, you know, there's a lot of people that can't get to the game that need to be able to sit down and watch it on TV once a week like we did for 20-plus years on the ABC. So, you know, let's cross fingers and toes, and, you know, the team here at BA, we're working really, really hard to get ourselves, yeah, back and visible. But because we need to be celebrating the amazing talent that we have.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about the fact that it's a great product. What is the media saying to you? What are television stations saying to you? Are they just point-blankly saying no, or where are you at with that?
No, it's actually the complete opposite. So the issue that we face is that unless you're the AFL, you have to pay to be on TV. So that's the issue that we face right now. So a lot of all those other sports that are, you know, getting on TV each week, they're actually paying for production, and they'll be paying their way to to be on each week. So
you literally have to bring you have to find a sponsor that's going to be able to help you finance getting it on telly. Yeah.
Exactly right. So, you know, if there's any potential sponsors out there listening right now that want to give me a buzz, we could get the WNBL back on TV really quickly. We've had, you know, I've only been in my role about 3-4 months now, so fairly new to the role, but all the meetings that we've had, with potential broadcasters have been really positive. They all understand what a great product we've got. So it's just that financial side that's holding us back from broadcast at the moment. So, yeah, literally, if we can get some corporate dollars in the door, we'll be back on TV and hopefully, you know, flying like the other women's sports are right now.
Sally, in the scheme of things, I mean, it's on a court, so that means you don't need 50 cameras. Is it an inexpensive sport to actually bring to television when you compare it with the ones I talked about? Cricket obviously needs lots of cameras and all those things. Netball's one that's probably very similar to yours. Mm-hmm. Footy's another one that needs lots of cameras and all those things. So in terms of expense, is yours a relatively inexpensive sport to broadcast?
Yeah, it's not too bad. You know, you can, depending on the quality, you know, if we could start with, you know, a 3-4 camera broadcast, that'd be a fantastic way for us to get started. So, you know, we've had some really positive meeting with some broadcast partners that can produce the quality that we need for those TV stations to pick us up. So, yeah, like I said, it's literally just a matter of dollars and cents to get us back on TV.
Are you confident there's the interest in the general public to want to watch your product?
Yeah, I do for sure. You know, I'm really thrilled by the fact that every week I get pulled up by fans saying, wow, you know, that was my first time at a WNBL game. I didn't realise how fantastic it was. So, you know, we've got 1 million people running around Australia playing basketball on a weekly basis. I think we're the number 2 team sport played at that grassroots level. So, you know, I know that there are plenty of people out there. I get inundated by calls and emails every week from our fans desperately wanting to see our WNBL athletes back on the TV. So, you know, I know when we were back a couple of years ago, we were rating around 60,000 a week, which, you know, sometimes we're outrating the NBL when we're on TV with the ABC a couple of weeks ago, especially in those regional areas. Our following's huge. So, yeah, I have no doubt that if we can get it back on TV, there's going to be joy around the country from all those people that love the WNBL.
Yeah, and you've got a product that does go into places like Bendigo and Townsville and those areas where there's not, I guess, a lot of competition, but where you've got a terrific following in those areas. Canberra's another one where you have a terrific base and terrific following, so all that should sort of play its part as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, because, like I mentioned, those numbers that we have at those grassroots levels, a lot of those regional areas are crying out for role models in their area. I know recently went down to Traralgon watching the Rangers. They took a game down there. And, you know, places like that, they're crying out for their kids to have people to grow up and, you know, aspire to be an athlete themselves. So it's really important for us to have visibility for our athletes so that those kids can, you know, grow up and want to be a Susie Bakovich of the future or a Lauren Nora Penny. So, yeah, we're really excited. And like I said, I know there's frustration out there amongst the fans that they're not seeing the game on TV each week, but I hope that they know how hard we're trying and how hard we're working to bring the game back to our fans.
Sally, have you had discussions with anybody at the NBL about, you know, mirroring what they're doing or maybe even looking at doubleheaders and those sorts of options?
Yeah, look, there's Jeremy, who's heads up the NBL there. We're catching up later on. So, yeah, we do work collaboratively and chat together about things that they're doing and because, you know, they're flying right now and they're doing a really good job. We've got the Adelaide Lightning who have played some doubleheaders with their Adelaide 36ers this year. They work closely together. So, you know, I'm not going to cross off anything off the list of future possibilities. So, always looking for ideas of how we can be doing things better for our league, for sure.
And I'm sure you've at some stage looked at how it is possible for you to coattail somewhere on the AFL bandwagon, because that's obviously the one that has all the money and gets all the options into the media straight up too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I look at the AFL Women's League and think, oh, well, wouldn't it have been nice if we had a sponsor that could hand over $1 million to help prop us up. So, you know, we're Australia's longest running female elite competition. I think we're in our sort of 36th year. So, you know, for the AFLW who have not even started yet, you know, wishing them all the best. But yeah, they've been pretty fortunate to be able to leverage off that men's competition.
Yep.
Which, you know, we haven't been able to do. We sort of stand alone here and plug away. So, you know, look, and netball have joined up with the AFL as well. But, you know, that's a pretty perfect fit. You look at,
yes,
you travel
is.
Around Australia and you've got your football and netball clubs. So I don't sort of think the AFL is something that we can necessarily leverage ourselves off. But, yeah, who knows what's to come ahead with, yeah, working with the NBL moving forward.
And now you talk about taking games to places like Tarragon. You're taking a Boomers game to Geelong this weekend.
Yeah, that's correct. So they're heading down to Geelong, which will be fantastic. As a Cats fan, I'm really excited about the WNBL going down to Geelong, which is a place that I love. So, yeah, we're really pleased to see some of our WNBL clubs heading out to those regional centres. Basketball is massive down in Geelong and, you know, they've produced some great athletes. You know, Trish Fallon, 3-time Olympian, came out of Geelong. So, yeah, I'm really hope that the fans pack the stadium, because the Melbourne Boomers do a fantastic job on game day. The fans will have a really good experience down there if they can get themselves some tickets and get along to the game.
Sally, we appreciate your time. Thanks for letting us know what's going on with the WNBL and good luck for 2017.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Sally Phillips there, the head of the WNBL.